Will Russia's leader be an actual leader in the aftermath of the shooting down of Malaysian flight MH17? President Obama, speaking today at the White House, said the way forward should be simple for President Vladimir Putin in this tragedy.
Russia has extraordinary influence over these separatists. No one denies that. Russia has urged them on. Russia has trained them. We know that Russia has armed them with military equipment and weapons, including anti-aircraft weapons. Key separatist leaders are Russian citizens. So, given its direct influence over the separatists, Russia, and President Putin in particular, has direct responsibility to compel them to cooperate with the investigation. That is the least that they can do.
At least 189 of the dead on MH17 were Dutch nationals, and we spoke with someone today who has had firsthand experience with the emotional frustration and trauma of watching how investigators have been held back from the crash site. Dutch diplomat Peter Feith formerly served as the European Union Special Representative and as the International Civilian Representative in Kosovo. He shared with us what his countrymen are feeling right now.
The first priority we feel we need to focus on is the return of the deceased passengers, in particular, as far as the Netherlands is concerned, the Dutch victims of the attack, and the safeguarding of the crash site. The next two steps are the investigation that you mentioned, and I should add as a third point that the longer term consequences that all of this will have for our relations with Ukraine, with the separatists, and in particular with Russia.
And this has possibly been a transformative moment for your relationship with Russia. I mean, you're on the record really being relatively skeptical of sanctions in this entire crisis. And I'm wondering if that's changing now.
Well, I think that the government is, for tactical reasons, is keeping a low profile. Because it wants to ensure that the bodies will return as soon as possible, and that this will be done in an as dignified manner as possible. As you've seen on the media over the last days, all sorts of persons are roaming around there and searching for valuables, I would imagine. There's also a search for equipment of the aircraft, including the black boxes. So all of this is not well organized. I'm personally, I must tell you, John, that I'm skeptical about President Putin's promises. We haven't seen his promises turn into concrete actions on the ground. So the jury is still out on that point.
Now, is that because you think Putin is complicit in this tragedy here, or that he just can't deliver it because he's really lost control of eastern Ukraine?
Well, a bit of both, and this brings us to point two: the investigation. I'm not savvy that the investigation will result in an unambiguous conclusion underwritten by all sides to the conflict on who is to blame for the attack. I think that Putin remains in denial. I think that the Russian people, to a very large extent, have already drawn the conclusion that it's the Ukraine to blame for what happened. And, you know, looking at past experience with Russia and with the separatists, I'm not very confident that we will get a conclusion on the culpability for what happened.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's leaders are calling for a bigger role for the Dutch in this investigation.
Well, I think that would be justified given the large number of Dutch victims. But then there is, of course, Malaysia and there are other nations that have a stake in this. But I think that we would like to play a role. We have technical expertise already on the spot. And we are very keen to see the investigation draw conclusions as soon as possible. But again, I'm not confident that this will happen. And it may be necessary that we will have to draw a line and draw conclusions before the investigation has been formally concluded.
Peter Feith, I have to say that your skepticism and sense that we may never know a lot of the answers to the questions that we need to have answers to makes me pretty sad here.
Well, this is the reality. And, you know, the amount of propaganda that we have heard coming out of Moscow and the way the separatists have behaved over the past months leads me to remain skeptical. Now, at some point, we will have to see what the consequences for the long term are going to be as far as Europe is concerned, the Netherlands and other countries with a stake in this. We, as the Netherlands, I believe, should be in the forefront of further action. I'm not sure if we will reach consensus with our partners in the European Union on this, but I believe that it would be alternatively useful to look at a possible coalition together with other major nations that are affected by this terrible tragedy, namely Malaysia, Australia, United Kingdom, and hopefully also the United States.
Peter Feith is a Dutch diplomat formerly serving as the European Union Special Representative and as the International Civilian Representative in Kosovo. He spoke with us from the Netherlands. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.